Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I didn't really compare him to everybody else. You know, I kind of just compare him to what we thought we can get from him. And we got him. You know, we immediately talked about those guys being able to be an immediate edge presence for us, and being able to go out there and be contributors from day one. So I think they're at expectations on what we kind of hope they would do. You know, you never really want to put those sack expectations on rookies. We kind of talked about this early on. I think the sack leader last year from a rookie standpoint was Jared Verse with four. Mm-hmm. And so it's like sometimes you put unrealistic, you know, expectations on some of these young guys coming to the league because of what the freak did. Javon Kearse did his rookie year, right? Just as an example.
Yeah, man, we said that. Didn't mean you say and say that crap right after draft day.
You brought up him as the example, yes. And then we dug into it, and we're like, oh, like all of the best seasons by rookie pass rushers are by guys that went on to go to the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Or like Will.
Javon Kearse would be a Hall of Fame if he didn't get injured.
Right. Or, yes. Either Will, yes, or would have had circumstances. Yes. There's yes, various circumstances. But yeah, yeah, like, yeah, they're special guys that, yes, you've heard of.
I thought Verse had more than four.
It
seemed like
maybe it was.
Because he was so damn impactful.
Yeah, and he was impactful. He was like a really good rookie edge rusher. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing is rookie edge rushers don't get double-digit sacks ever.
No.
Like, really ever. Jalen Walker's got five right now, and James Pierce Jr. has four. So with a bunch of games left, who knows?
Who knows?
But like, we said at the beginning of the year, like, if those guys can combine for double-digit sacks, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, they're one away from that already. Yeah. And look, I mean, the stat is the stat, and that's great. But you've watched him play. Jalen Walker's missed two games, mm-hmm, and he's got five sacks. The difference that he makes on defense when he's out there, James Pierce is relentless. Like, you can tell that as he grows with his technique and in the league, he's just, I mean, you can tell he's going to be a really good player.
He's going to be a good player. They're both are going to be good players, and they're both young, and you see they're getting more comfortable in what they do. The one thing, like you said, like, James Pierce just keeps rushing, man.
Yep.
He just keeps rushing. Like, you can't stop blocking this guy because his retrace is so good. And we know Jalen came in. We know that he came in NFL ready to play the run. We knew that. We thought, you know, the pass rush, because, you know, he went back and forth so much at Georgia between inside, outside, that he just focusing straight on the outside, and he's just going off straight athleticism and work and will and all those different things to get where he is as far as where the sacks are, man. But, yeah, these two kids are going to have a bright future here in Atlanta. Biggest thing for them is health. I don't care who comes in or if anybody comes in, new defensive coordinator, these two dudes are wanting those dudes that you know what, just put them on the edge and let them go.
Yeah.
Put them on the edge and let them go.
That's the thing about the season is, I mean, obviously it's so frustrating to be at 4-7 at this point. Like, a lot of the questions we had, rookie defensive line, like, how are they going to manage? Dorlas has taken a huge step this year.
Yes.
The young, like we just talked about, the two rookies have been really good. Zach Harrison, when he's been healthy, is having the year of his career.
Rook has been playing well.
Rook's been playing well. Yeah. Like that whole, because that was kind of where we started day one at training camp, was, I know the quarterback is going to be a big part of it and should be. But their front seven is young.
Yes.
And we didn't know really what to expect from Divine Diablo.
Correct.
And he's knocked everybody's socks off when he's been healthy, too. But again, he was out for four games. They lost all of them. And quarterback inconsistency and just classic Falcons late game falconing has led to where we are right now.
No doubt about it, man. It's like you know what? You know what's going to happen before it happens, especially when the game is late, tied, or they're up by seven or something like that. Yeah. And you just, I mean, you hate to say that, you know what's going to happen, but it does happen. It happens more times than not. Sometimes they hold on. You talk about last year and all those different things as far as the comeback win against Tampa and things like that, but they're more like how they were in the four-game losing streak, finding a way to lose football games when you have the lead, can't get a stop, can't catch the ball, get out of your coverage lanes. Like those things, bad management of the clock, missed kicks. Like they've lost five of those games by that.
Yeah.
By that.
That's right.
By one of those five things I said is the reason they lost.
They've lost five coin flip games.
Yes.
So just take the lower number and say you won two of them, right? If you were 2-3 in those games where you missed the extra point, you missed the field goal late, you didn't cover the kick, you whatever, like you didn't tackle in overtime, whatever it is. 2 out of 3, then you're 6 right now, and you're tied for the lead in the division, which is so frustrating.
Yes, I think that's the thing about it, because it's a what-if year.
Yep.
It's such a what-if year. Now, there's still a lot of ball left, and you can, you know, you don't control your own destiny, but your destiny is still alive. I think that's the biggest thing that you got to focus on. I know I still see people talking about playoffs and all the scenarios, man. Let them win this game. Well, I mean, that's the problem about teams like, you know, there's no reason to look forward to anything. You got to beat the Jets. Just like we said last week, you got to beat the Saints. You got to beat the Jets. I don't know who they play after the Jets, but I mean the focus should.
Do you want to know?
No, I really don't care. Okay. They got to go out there and beat the Jets.
They're better than the Jets, the team that they're going to play.
Yes.
No, the Falcons are too, but the team that play after that is the Seahawks.
Oh, okay. So, all right, well.
That'd be a good one.
You worry about that when it gets here, man.
Yeah, it is, for sure. But that's why, you know, that's when we talked about this little three-game stretch. They needed to go 3-0 and get back to 500 by December. Well, they blew the first one, obviously. Got the Saints, which they should, and hopefully they can get the Jets, too. And that's like, all right, good. Like, win the games you're supposed to win. They've already lost games this year they were supposed to win.
And then they won games maybe they shouldn't have won.
Hey, they're going to be favored. They're 0-3 this year when they're favored. They're favored.
Yeah. They weren't favored last week?
No.
Oh.
Remember that? The week went on?
That's right.
They were favored on Monday, and then by Friday they were like 2-point underdogs or something like that.
Right, yeah, they're 2.5.
Yeah, they're 2.5-point favorites over the Jets. What can we do to get that
total
line to flip?
39.5.
We need them to be underdogs.
50 degrees and rain. Possible rain.
Okay.
All right. So big run game.
Big run game.
Big run day for the boys, man.
Yeah, would Drake London being out flip the line at all?
I don't know. Because there hasn't been, I'm sure we'll find something out today about him. You know, we did talk yesterday. Right. They did sign another wide receiver that Kurt's comfortable with. It'll be real interesting because the week-to-week thing, when Bergeron was week-to-week and Drake was day-to-day, Drake ended up playing. Bergeron was out for a couple weeks. So Drake's week-to-week started last week.
Right.
And so I don't know if he's going to play this week.
I hope he does.
Yeah.
I hope he does. All right. Dave Archer is going to join us in about 10 minutes. We'll get his thoughts on all that. Here's Kirby Smart talking about Buster Faulkner, the offensive coordinator of Georgia Tech's offense.
At the end of the day, they got a block. We got a tackle. And somebody's got to do it better, and that's a very tough thing when you play them because they stretch you horizontally, they stretch you vertically, they stretch you with tempo, they stretch you with numbers counts because of their quarterback. So Buster does an awesome job, and that's continued this year.
Yeah, I mean they do a lot of stuff that captures your eyes, you know, and you're looking one way, you're looking at the jet sweep, you're looking at the motion, and then all of a sudden Haynes King's coming back under in a counter or a quarterback draw, quarterback power, something like that, or he gives it and everything like this is it. This is one of those eye games. Buster knows how to attack Kirby's defense. We know that. And we understand where they are as far as their quarterback. He is the head of the snake.
Yep.
You get to him, you got the team. You know, they're not very good defensively, especially against the run. So I anticipate Georgia, you're going to get a big dosage of run. But I think, you know, it'll be – because we talked about it yesterday, Pitt did such a good job on first and second down with Georgia Tech. They really, really did, especially early on in the game. I know they're the number one offense – if you're talking about yards in college
football. Not anymore. They were.
Yeah, in college football. But I think
they're 5 now.
Oh, damn. They went down that far.
Well, it's pretty tight at the top.
But I think
pretty tight at the top.
When you look at the Tech, that you just got to make sure you read your – they're going to make some plays because they got, you know, they got that eye candy that, you know, you if you hesitate for a second, they're going to catch the edge – or they're going to get out of position in your gap, in the A or B gap, and then Hanks is going to fly through there.
What kind of game do you expect it to be in your mind when you think about the matchup? What kind of game does it need to be for Georgia Tech to win?
Georgia has to make mistakes.
Yeah.
I think Georgia has to make mistakes in this game.
Self-inflicted. Turnovers
stuff like
on
that.
Offense.
Yeah. Other than that, if this is a straight-up game, I don't think Georgia Tech has a chance. But I think if we allow them, because the one thing about it is they're a wounded dog. Now, they are in this position where they're on a short week just like we are. Mm-hmm. You know, they had a disappointing week. They've been struggling the last 3 weeks, man.
Yeah.
Can you make the biggest – because they didn't look past – Pitt to get to Georgia.
They needed that game, and sometimes you play a lesser opponent. That's not an overlook.
So you,
they just got beat.
Yeah, and so now you got to deal with the fact that you got beat this game. You got to get ready for a Georgia team, an offense that is hot right now.
You could maybe say they overlooked Boston College because they were looking at Pitt and Georgia.
Maybe. But they weren't overlooking Pitt to get to Georgia. No, because how important
they needed it to get to the ACC championship game.
And so it's going to be one of those things where I think if Georgia does what Georgia's been doing, and Georgia, the biggest thing that they've done is they started fast. They've started fast on offense, and if they can continue to do that, they'll be fine. They'll be fine in this football game. I think it's going to be a dogfight. The line is 13.5. I think it's going to be like that, but it'll probably be late. I don't think there's any quit, but I think if you get to Haynes King early, because Pitt was knocking the crap out of him. If you could get to Haynes King early, that's why I said I wonder what Buster's going to do, because I was so curious why Buster started the game the way he did.
Yeah, I don't know. It's still a mystery to me. In a game like that where you had to have it to go away from the thing that you do best early, and when they went back to it, I mean, that's how they got back in the game. Yeah,
and they got back in it, too.
I mean, yeah, it at a time looked to me like they were going to come back and win that game. And then obviously the big mistake at the goal line and kind of went the way it went in the second half. But, yeah, no, I mean, I just – if it's a shootout, then maybe. But I don't think Georgia's defense is doing shootouts anymore. I think they've made the adjustments that they needed to make. And I know C.J. Allen's not going to play. That's a big deal.
Yes.
Well, do we know C.J. Allen's not going to play? We just sort of assume he's not going to play.
We have Roddy.
We'll talk to Roddy about that. But they've won shootouts against offenses that are better than Georgia Tech.
Yes.
Ole Miss and Tennessee ranked right in front of them.
Yeah.
To me, it's kind of one of those litmus test games of like, all right. Because my theory is they weathered those storms with a very young defense and have improved along the way. You've seen it against Texas and Mississippi State. I think that they're much better than they were back then.
I agree.
So we'll see.
I agree. Because
Tech's offense is statistically similar to those guys.
Yes.
Yeah, I think there's statements made on Friday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
The Hawks freaking lost.
My bad, CJ.
CJ said, "Wine this."
Yeah. We can drink and shoot, okay?
Yeah, wine this.
Yeah. I guess he's not only focused on his vineyard. Man dropped 46 on him last night.
46.
Like he was at Lehigh. That was crazy. The Hawks, that was bad, man.
That's awful.
That's probably the worst one. I mean, losing to the Spurs with no Wemby, too, and giving up 135. I know the are they better without Trey stuff is fun for people to say. They're not.
No.
It'd be really good for them to get Trey back. Hopefully they get him back soon.
Mike's yesterday was the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna-Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about it. Okay. I haven't heard any updates as far as his assessment, but yeah. It'd be nice to get your best offensive player back out there. You're going to be giving up games like that to the Washington Wizards. This hour is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Dave Archer is going to join us next. We'll talk some Falcons with him after this on Sports Radio 92 on the Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.